The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Do what you can to be comfortable. Remember to not try to live up to some idea or picture you have about what a meditator looks like, but instead we listen to our body, make the adjustments, see how we might create a stable, relatively comfortable, and upright posture. And then in a kind way, just check the different places, like look around or feel around the eyes and mouth, and consciously releasing any unnecessary holding around the shoulders, the throat, chest. Soften the belly down at the floor of the pelvis, down through the legs, hands. And we're going to begin tonight with our sitting practice. You can practice with the eyes open or the eyes closed. Feel the body just as it is, and it's important to take a few moments at the beginning of a sitting period and rediscover what we call in the practice right attitude. Often the easiest way to come into a wholesome attitude is to remember that I care about this life right here, this body and mind, this experience. I care about this life. I care about this sensitive body and this sensitive heart right here. I care enough about this life to want to be close, to want to be present or intimate with the way it is. I care enough to relax and to be awake. So it's a useful habit to take a couple of longer, deeper breaths. Take your time as you slowly fill the lungs. Take your time as you slowly empty the lungs. Do that several times. We have all the time in the world to slowly fill and empty the lungs. And we're using this deeper breathing as a way of coming into the experience of the body, being aware of the body. And eventually let the breath continue on its own. It's so nice to realize that the body knows how to breathe. We don't need to direct the breathing. Trust the body to breathe, whatever that's like. And in the most simple way, See if it's possible to simply track the sensations of the breath coming in, to be aware of the sensations of the breath going out. For some of you, it might be easier to feel the breath as a movement in the abdomen, that rising and falling of the abdominal wall. Others, it's easier to feel the breath as the touching, as the air goes in and out through the nostrils. But whatever works, just feeling the physicality of the breathing process as you breathe in and out. And learning how to be present, how to be intimate with the breath without neurotically needing to fix it or control it or judge it. Just let the body breathe. Remembering to recognize the sensations of breathing as you breathe in and out. And noticing what kind of effort is needed to keep the sensations of the breath, the breathing process in mind. It's the effort of remembering that breathing in feels like this, and breathing out, the sensations of breathing out feel like this. Just that much effort to keep the breath in mind. Be willing to begin again and again. And remember, when strong distractions arise, the mind gets caught up in thought, or the mind becomes reactive to some pain in the body. So if it's not easy just to return to that simple awareness of breathing in, simple awareness of breathing out, then let the attention acknowledge what the distraction is. Oh, thinking's like this. Thinking mind, worrying mind, judging mind. It's like this. It's just this activity of mind being known. And if ever there's a charge, an unpleasant charge, for example, that goes along with the thinking, then notice it feels like this now. It's unpleasant like this. Well, can this be okay? So in this way, with the stronger distractions that arise from time to time, in a sense, we're making peace with them by letting the mind, letting the heart open and acknowledge and see the distraction as something that's being known in the moment. Oh, it's just this being known. Well, can that be okay? Learning to be awake and relaxed. And you'll notice that these distractions will pass away on their own in their own time. Don't need to be tight, don't need to be frustrated. And then after the distraction has passed away, then just feel the body sitting. Breathing in, practice being sensitive to the whole body just as it is. And each time aware of the breath going out, practice being sensitive to the whole body. So more than just tracking the sensations of breathing in and out, learn how to feel the whole body with each inhalation, whole body with each exhalation. This is what we call the anchor or the primary object of meditation for most of you. Breathing in, sensitive to the sensations of the whole body sitting, while breathing out, sensitive to all the sensations of the body just as they are. So then the meditation is either awareness of the breath and the whole body as you breathe in and out, or awareness of whatever predominant experience is arising. It might be an interesting or disturbing sound. It might be strong sensation in the body. It might be a sight, a thought. But as a distraction, it's just something being known. It's just this being known. So, in the most simple way, we're learning how to be intimate in the present moment using the sensations of the breath and the sensations of the body sitting is a place to train in being open or intimate, not controlling, not needing the moment to be other than the way it is. And then when strong distractions arise, and practice being awake and intimate with the distraction as just something being known. Allow those distractions to arise and cease without needing to be upset or controlling. And returning to the primary object, the sensations of the breath and the whole body. So let's continue in silence now for a while. Notice what your mind is doing. No need to judge. Just acknowledge it's like this now. Remembering the acronym RAIN to help. R stands for recognize, simply recognizing what's predominant in the present moment, or recognizing what the mind is already knowing. A is the reminder to allow. I is the reminder to be interested, intimate with what's showing up. And N is realizing some degree of non-attachment, non-identification, just letting whatever it is that's coming and going, just letting it be nature, causes and conditions, without the attachment. So for the last several minutes, if you want to practice with your eyes open, if they've been closed, this will give you a little support for practicing in daily life. We don't need eyes closed in order to be mindful. Just sit for 2, maybe 3 minutes. Body relaxed. Simply gazing down toward the floor. Aware of hearing, aware of seeing, aware of the sensations in the body, and aware of the movement of thought in the mind. Everything's allowed. Being awake, and just letting everything come and go. And if some aspect of the experience now seems difficult, recognize that, allow it to be. See if you can be intimate, interested. It's just something being known, something being felt. Can this be okay? To soften, to allow,